When it comes to high school sports, Unlock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on X. That's the bop right there, man. You could have let that ride a little bit. I love that little beat, man. What's Buddy's name? What's Buddy's little name?
Tommy Rich.
Tommy Rich. Yeah, that record ride right there. I actually have a playlist that I made on my in Apple Music. It's called which one is that? I don't know. It's the bops. I call it the bops. So it's kind of like mid-tempo, slightly upbeat R&B record. So this is one of those records that I put on there. I like that one. So anyway, you can kill the bed. I'm just... That thing do ride, though. All right, final segment of the show coming up in just a couple of minutes. Coach Alan Bailey of the Jefferson Dragons softball team got a chance to hang out with them. I shouldn't say hang out with them, but got a chance to watch them tune up for their season as they took on Franklin County in a scrimmage. And good stuff, good conversation with him afterwards. And, you know, listen, this is, I think, year two now for Coach Bailey with the Dragons, and they had a very good season in year one under him, and now they want to try to build off of that. And from what I saw yesterday, they very well should be able to do so. But that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Real quick, want to jump into some of the region alignments here in a second as well. But, you know, speaking of, before I do that, I want to remind you that, you know, we are your official eyes, ears, nose of your Atlanta Falcons. As training camp continues, now they are away from camp, I believe, tomorrow. And then they'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Friday for the open practice. I think it's $5 to get in, which that's all goes to charity. But if you want to get up close and personal, because obviously, you know, with all the construction going on at Flowery Branch, fans are not allowed to be in attendance this year. But again, that's only going to be for this year. Everything will be back to normal next season. But for now, they had last Saturday, the first one where they were up at Seckinger High School. So this Friday, they'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium again. $5, I believe, to get in. It all goes to charity, and you get a chance to see your Falcons. But we'll be back out at Flowery Branch on Monday, beginning with the morning shift, followed by Steakhouse, and then Andy and Randy, and then Dukes and Bell at the Hooters at Mall of Gwinnett. So there you go. Don't forget all that good stuff. All right. All right. Real quick before we get to Coach Bailey. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, with this 24-25 season, this is not only your new region alignments, but this is your, as well as your first year without 7A in a long time. 7A, ooh. Don't even give me the line. I probably should have looked it up, but we didn't have 7A. I think at one point we only had 5A. Well, there was a time, obviously, throughout the years, it just kept growing. But for a long period of time, I think 5A was the largest classification. Then we had 6, and then eventually we got to 7. So I want to say we had 7A for about 5-6 years, maybe longer than that. I could be off. But either way it goes, we no longer have 5A. These are our new classifications. It's basically 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, and then we have 1A, Division 1, and then we have 1A, Division 2. And then we've also got, I think it's, what is it? And it's kind of weird because with the privates, I think we have 1A through 3A. For the private, so it's kind of murky in that area. Still learning and kind of peeping where everybody has landed. But again, new region alignments, highest classification now 6A. So With that being said, just kind of looking at some of these, man, on the football side of things, big region matchup now that will take place will be in 6A region, region 5, that is, yes. No, I'm sorry, region 2. That's, they got five members. But Douglas County will take on Carrollton in a matchup, and that is going to be, that region actually is a very competitive region. You got Carrollton, Chapel Hill, Douglas County, East Coweta, and Westlake. Most people probably are going to tell you that they're leaning either towards Carrollton or Douglas County as a favorite, but I've watched all these programs over the years, and you cannot count out East Coweta, Westlake, or Chapel Hill. So that's going to be a very exciting region to watch. Another one that caught my attention in 6A was the, where are we at? Oh, the 6A Region 6. They've got nine programs. You've got Alpharetta, Denmark, Forsyth Central, Innovation Academy, Lambert, North Atlanta, North Forsyth, South Forsyth, and West Forsyth. So it's the Forsyths that obviously made that one very intriguing for me. I feel like that's going to be a region that it's going to be competitive no matter what your sport you're looking at. But I feel like that's going to be a region that in volleyball, particularly, obviously Alpharetta defending champs, Lambert knocking on that door the last couple of seasons. So that's going to be, again, all these regions are going to be competitive. Don't get me wrong. But again, with the new alignments, there's going to be some matchups that you didn't previously see as far as region matchups go. You may have seen them in, depending on the sport, in tournaments or, one-offs throughout the, prior to getting into region play. But and you can go to ghsa.net to see all this for yourself. But I just wanted to make sure and just kind of throw it out there. So, because not everybody understands or knows like all of this, they just know they like to go watch the games and see stuff. And hey, how come you guys aren't playing such and such anymore? Oh yeah, I mean, wait, you guys are like, for example, with them no longer having 7A, which Milton is your defending 7A champ. Well, Milton, Roswell, they're now 5A, and they're in the region with Gainesville. Yeah, Gainesville, Lanier, Seckinger, Johns Creek, and Chattahoochee all in that region. So just, it's going to, you may, if you, again, it just depends on how much you follow this, whether, I guess, will kind of determine your level of how much you care. But it's going to be exciting. I'll say that much because, again, these shakeups, and again, this shakeup is just interesting because of them getting rid of the 7A classification. Obviously that, shifted things around. And I won't lie, I was kind of shocked that Milton dropped to 5A. I would have thought they would have at least just, been in that 6A. But no, they dropped to 5A, and I was a little shocked by that. And, that's all based off of, it's supposed to be based off of your attendance and things of that nature. So how many, your student body makeup. So good stuff, man. Just, again, you can check it out for yourself because I can't, obviously, we don't have enough time to go through all of this. There's way too many regions and classifications to do such a thing. So just wanted to point out a couple ones that I thought were worthy of noting. But anyway, Coach Alan Bailey, Jefferson Dragons, they had a scrimmage. I got a chance to catch up with him afterwards and got the conversation going by just asking him how it felt to be back out there with his girls to officially get things underway.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to be able to get going officially. We've been going all summer. But, anytime you can put the actual uniforms on and be able to, get underneath the lights against a good opponent, it's always fun.
All right, speaking of, going all summer, obviously a lot of the girls do the thing with the travel.
I'm doing a feature.
And then, when you do have that time with them, what were some of the things you were wanting them to work on over the summer?
During the weekend and, vacations and things, but we lift every week. We lift them 3 times a week, and then we play a full summer schedule. We try to go in the middle of the week. That way we can just continue that, you know, team chemistry piece. Being together is a big part of what we try to do here. And then just, you know, as they continue to compete for spots and play, we're looking to see some, you know, specific things from week to week, offensively, defensively, and pitching. And so the summertime is a great way for us to evaluate, build our team for the season, but still have some, you know, fun times. You know, we do some interesting things with book study and a lot of like team building inside the clubhouse and that kind of thing. Last night we did a mom and me decoration of the locker room, so that's always fun. Bring the moms in, just try to be a, you know, true family, and we build that in the summer, and hopefully it leads into a good season.
All right. Obviously, you've been able to watch the girls with the progression over these last few seasons. What were some of the things that stood out to you most last season that you knew were going to be things you guys could build off of coming into this season?
Yeah, I mean, our offense is, I mean, we didn't put up a lot of runs tonight, but that was a really good pitcher. But our offense is something that typically carries us. Mm-hmm. We returned our entire pitching staff from last year, so we were really, you know, anytime you can keep a good team to three runs, mm-hmm. That's really a strength of our team. And then defense, you know, is we feel really strong about all three phases of the game. And so we do all those things well. We should be a team to be reckoned with for sure.
All right. And what did you like tonight when you watched the girls?
Oh, I love the energy. You know, we subbed in like 14 or 15 different girls. We got a lot of, you know, different things that we're working through. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is they're cheering for each other. They are, you know, fighting for our program, you know, for that J, that Diamond J is what we preach. And so it was fun to watch them just kind of battle every pitch. You know, we didn't have our best tonight, but you know, we scrapped. And you know, if it was a regular season game, some things are different, but it's always good to get everybody some playing time. And you know, just it's another practice tonight, and this was a really great practice.
All right, keys to a successful Jefferson season.
I just think we hit the ball. You know, we stay together, because I feel like if we stay together, it's gonna be hard for anybody outside of here to come in here and beat us. So if we hit and we play some good defense and stay together, I think it's gonna be a great year.
All right, thanks, Coach. Looks like that storm's coming. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
And the storm came. It was bad. I mean, from what I understand, after watching news today, it was bad everywhere. But I drove through multiple just downpours. Trees on the side of the expressway, you know, kind of collapsed on the little barrier there along on the side. It was wild. In fact, we weren't able to do our early shows at Flowery Branch because they didn't have power at Flowery Branch at the Falcons facility. So I got to my neighborhood over in Mableton, and a tree fell on a neighbor's car in the neighborhood. Like, it was, man, scary stuff. So I hope, you know, those that were able to, you know, survive that, and I'm thankful for that. I know there were some incidents, and very unfortunate for those, but that was some wild stuff, man. I mean, literally, we were like watching the storm come as we were doing the interview. So thanks, Coach Bailey. Thanks to the Jefferson Dragons for allowing me to come check them out. And I'll definitely want to check them out when the regular season gets underway, which for them is tomorrow. They'll take on Savannah Christian. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode. Next week, man, we're kind of full swinging it, because again, everything kind of starts a rolling, and we'll roll right along with it right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya!